USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 32-year-old man fatally shot by an off-duty police officer in a Corona, California Costco store Friday night was nonverbal and had an intellectual disability. That according to relatives talking to the LA Times. Corona police say the off-duty cop was holding his young child while in the store when he was assaulted by Kenneth French, and he shot French claiming self-defense, critically wounding two of French's relatives. Several agencies still investigating. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is condemning the actions of two Phoenix police officers after a video goes viral showing the rough arrest of a black mother and father outside a store in late May. The video taken by a witness showing them pointing guns and yelling threats after the couple's four-year-old daughter took a doll from a nearby store.
Put your hands up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump's national security team reportedly considering sending more military forces to the Middle East. The discussions are expected to take place over the next few days following last week's attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, the U.S. blaming Iran for those attacks. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The Intelligence Committee has lots of data, lots of evidence. We have high confidence with respect to who conducted these attacks, as well as a half a dozen other attacks throughout the world.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks on the tankers, saying those attacks were conducted so the U.S. could then blame Iran as an excuse to stage a military move against it. Today's the 25th anniversary of the so-called slow SUV chase that captured the nation's attention after O.J. Simpson became implicated in the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on federal authorities to implement new equipment requirements for helicopters. The New York Democrats saying yesterday the FAA needs to make black box technology mandatory in all choppers. Schumer making the push a week after a helicopter crashed while trying to make an emergency landing on the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper, killing the pilot. A would-be burglar in North Carolina gets attacked by an 11-year-old boy with a machete. It happened early on Saturday morning. Braden Smith says initially he did what the burglar told him to do.
He pointed a gun at me, and he told me to sit down on the ground and get in my closet. And I did that.
But seconds later, when the 19-year-old burglar turned his back, Braden used that machete and brought the burglar to the ground. He ended up having to go to a hospital. Two other suspects ran from the scene during that commotion. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is now urging Americans to get all of their recommended vaccinations before they travel to other countries. It comes as a record measles outbreak continues in Europe. And measles has been on the rise this year in the United States as well. Several of those cases originating in Europe. Children are especially at risk, and researchers recommend kids between 6 and 11 months get an extra dose of the measles vaccine if traveling to a country of concern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.